Well, here we are. It's Monday, May the 24th. And that means I'm still alive. And it also means I've completed the classic quarter. Job done. Hello, everybody. This is Trevor Lee, and this is episode 60 of Running 44 at 60. And in this episode, I've brought together a few bits of recording that I did on Saturday during what was the most epic running adventure of my life and likely to ever be. It was just an amazing day. I went for a big day out, and that's exactly what happened. And it was raining like crazy at the beginning, so I didn't record anything right at the very start. But I did record every 3 miles most of the way through. My phone went a bit funny towards the end, so the last bit of recording is really at 33 miles, and it ran out of battery, and I think it was trying to do things in my pocket when I didn't want it to, so it didn't last the journey, unfortunately. But nevertheless, I've got a few snippets to share with you on the way around as well. And also coming up immediately after this, in episode 61, is a recording that we did on Sunday evening with my friend Andy Williams. Andy and I ran this as a relay of two in 2020, and he decided he was going to do it a solo as well, and he absolutely stormed it, absolutely stormed it. He had a fantastic run around, a great time. And so he's going to share with us in episode 61 all of his experiences. And it's a bit of a longer episode, that one, but if you're ever thinking or you want to be inspired to take on this challenge, then have a listen to Andy and I talking about it, because crikey, if I can do it, then blimey, any of you listening to this could as well. It's just a matter of you've got to prepare, you've got to plan, you've got to get everything in place. And also, you've got to have a great backup team. And I want to give a shout out to my backup team, especially to my daughter Beth, who has been involved in this project from way back when. She's been editing the original podcast when we started this podcast, 60 episodes ago. She also got heavily involved in the fundraising when that all kicked off, and she was the crew manager. And the attention to detail that went into the planning for this was just immense. So every time I met with the crew, they were superbly well drilled. They got everything right. There was no wheel nuts that wouldn't come off or anything like that. It was just spot on all the way through. So big thanks to Beth and to Beth's boyfriend, Craig, who drove all the way down from RAF Cranwell, and he was out there on the course at every stop as well. And to Beth's mum, Annabelle, and her husband, Nigel, who provided overnight accommodation for the weekend for the crew, and also did all the driving of me, drove me to the start and then picked me up and drove me back from the finish. To my son Jim and his girlfriend Cass, who came down from Brighton just for the weekend and even had to sit a mock exam while they were down here as well. So hats off to them. And they were out on the course as well and provided some well-wanted ice lollies on the Penzance prompt. So that was great. And also, for Cass, it was the first time she'd met any of us as well, so, quite a daunting introduction to the weekend, so thank you to that. And also a shout out to a guy called Sam Pickering. Now Sam, I didn't know Sam at all, never heard of him, never met him before. Sam is a young lad, he must be only in his mid-20s, I would have thought. Anyway, he lives in Newquay, and he was running the Classic Quarter for the first time, and I bumped into him in Newlyn, and he was kind of, you know, having a little stretch and all that. And then we ran along together to Mousel and then decided we'd run the rest of the course together as well. So that was great. So he was doing his, as I kept saying to him, he was doing his care in the community bit, helping the old man over the line. But we kept on going. The conversation kept going and we'd take it in turns to lead. And it was really, really useful having him there as well. So thank you to that. And also a thank you to the Endurance Life guys. Because, you know, they did a fantastic job. And I know some people, you know, always give them the greatest press, and I think that's undeserved most of the time, because they were superb. Not only did they allocate me, you know, number 60 as well, but they were just, the organisation, the efficiency of the start was amazing. All the crew stops, all the encouragement, all the crew stops and everything like that. So Jordan, James and Flynn, I'm not sure you'll listen to this podcast, but if you do, a big shout out to you as well. And if you remember, guys, when I got to the Minac, I did sign up for next year as your support crew, aid station, whatever it was, Mr. Motivator at the Minac. So I'll be there at the Minac. But that's the only place I will be next year. And also, of course, a big shout out to all the supporters and donators. I always have to give you that shout out because, you know, everything what you do is tremendous. So and you've helped me raise at the moment around £6,500, which, you know, is just fantastic. Set out what looked like a huge goal at £4,400. And now that was £100 a mile. And now we're closing in on £150 a mile. And funnily enough, on the course on the way around, I kept thinking, right, every mile I do, it's 150 quid, so I kept banking those miles. So I attempted to record a podcast snippet every 3 miles while I was eating every 3 miles, drinking every 3 miles, and you'll learn more about that when you listen to the Andy one. So here are just a few random clips. Well, they're not random, they're in order of the adventure that was. But so enjoy the podcast and do listen to the one, episode 61 with Andy Williams. It'll be worth the time. And especially if you're thinking, shall I do this? Shall I do it? Shall I don't do it? Come on, you can do it. Think about starting it now, though. Okay, it took me over 2 years to plan it. So you've got a year till next year. Or go and do it as a relay of two next year, just to get a feel for it. And then go for the big one in 2023. But so there we go. Enjoy this and see you in episode 61. Well, here we are. The day has arrived. 815 days since I crazily decided to do this. And I'm on the cliffs at Predanik. Well, not the cliffs, really. It's the open moorland, really. And just, 3 miles. Just done that. And I said I would check in every 3 miles. 42 minutes bang on. Use the poles coming out of Kynance, and actually there's quite a few runners around, mainly in front of me. Got away a couple of minutes before my scheduled time, but I'm just taking it nice and steady, no heroics, walking up all the hills and just moving along. So 3 miles in, long way to go obviously, but the first of the 15 park runs done. So moving on through the second one now, so now going to start having something to eat, and I'll catch up with you at 6 miles, two park runs. So here we are, 6 miles, 119.23, and it says on my phone I'm at Predanik Nature Reserve. So there is a big sort of island on my left. Now we're coming walking downhill in a very narrow little stream. Now, better than up to a climb, we're going to get the pole out of this one. So that's two park runs complete. So my plan is to think that each of the park runs is one that I've done or one in Cornwall that I haven't done, and starting with the furthest away. So the furthest park run away I've done is Jersey. So that one's ticked off. And the second one is Market Brazen Racecourse. So that's ticked off as well. So the nice and steady guy, I think his name is John. We had a chat about 3 miles ago, four miles ago. And I shouldn't have been cold. Anyway, I'm recording now. So, yeah. And he's about 40 yards in front of me. So I'm just trying to keep that gap. About 40 yards. And then there are two ladies. 100 yards in front of John. So that's good. Those are my landmarks at the moment. Blowing a bit here because we're walking.
walking up a bit of a hill. But so I had a gel, Bakewell tart. So now I'm going to tuck into a bit of hot crust bun, peanut butter. Okay, see you at the end of park run number three. So this park run number three is Vegbury Park in Kent. Ah, goodness me, there's so much to do. Oh, thanks for all but this river now. Anyway, I've gone through 9 miles, and that was past the Marconi Museum monument, because I saw my friends there. Susie Martin Hearn, we have a banana there. Where's the landmark? I'm on Church Cove Beach now, and my mile marker was 0.2 miles away. This. Oh, there's just so much to do. I used the pole coming out of Pol Du. Then I realised it was time for to do this. I've also eaten at every 3 miles as well. And now I think I'm coming towards the checkpoint. So it's just an enormous everything. I can't believe there's so much to do. But anyway, I went through 9 miles in 2 hours and 4 minutes, which is ironically the first half marathon. So I'm here. I don't know whether I'm checking in or something. Or straight down there, is it? Yeah. So there we go. Coming off the path now. Just dodging in. Now these ladies here. Thank you very much. Thank you. So 2 hours 4 minutes for 9 miles. And use the poles going out of Pontine. Got some more food to eat. A Bakewell tart gel. Did I tell you that? That was 5 miles. Remembered. I've taken a salt tablet. I'm going to take one of those every hour. So I need to have another one. I think I'm just recording because I didn't remember until 1 hour, 45 minutes. So much to remember. Just in front of you, to the left, look. Oh, sorry. I thought you were looking for the sign. Right, I better stop you. Ooh, skidding down the beach a bit here. Right, let's. So I'm back out on the beach again, this time at Low Bar. So I went through 12 miles. Just before the start of the beach, from 2:45, I think it was. Yeah, probably. 45? Yeah, it must have been around there. 2:43, 2:43 maybe. There we go, 2:43. So that was quite a bit hard work. Actually. It looked deceptive. Like there's a green stuff on it. My distance is like running across grass. Angling across here nice and steady. So that's 4 park runs of the 15 done. That one was tumbling hills. So I'm working through the park that I've done towards Cornwall. And as far as I can remember, the only other one I've done out of Cornwall is Cardiff. So I'm now. Number 5, which is Cardiff. So so far so good. Going along at just under 14 minutes a mile, so that's okay. The sun, it's still a bit windy as you can probably hear, but the sun has made an appearance. Still a lot of clouds around, but I think with a bit of luck we might have had the worst of the rain. So my running shirt, which was kind of a bit sweaty when I took the raincoat off, is drying out a bit now.
this is a bit of a slog over this beach, but no point in wasting energy, so I'll take the opportunity to have a bit more flapjack. Okay, so we're into section 5. So that's 15 miles. We're about two-thirds of a mile on the other side of Port Blenheim. And about 3 hours 27 just now. So, yeah, so, and yeah, it's okay, it's okay. Sun's out, that's 5 park run sections complete, the 15, and that's all the ones I think that I've run up country. So with 8 in Cornwall to finish, then I'm going to, the next 2 are 2 I haven't run, but quite famous in their own ways. One would be Bushy Park, which is the one I'm on now. And the next one will be Millom in Cumbria, and I'll tell you all about that when I do that one. But that's probably one I haven't run. Not many people do, but it's very, very, very tough. So I'll tell you all about that for number 7. So we're on we're into part run number 6 now, and then we're heading towards the first crew point at Pra Sands. So we've already been over 2 beaches, at Church Cove and Lobar. So now we've got Pras. So yeah, the sun is lovely now, it's just nice. So it's a big change in the weather. So yeah, it's great. You can see for all the way around now. I don't think I should look up and look at that, because sometime later on this afternoon, that's where right, okay. So yeah, so we're out onto lake number 6. Right, so I've just left Pra Sands and the crew meeting place, 19 miles. So I didn't really, there we go, there's the sign. So we've now done 4 hours 36, just met the crew for the first time, and got a few bits kitted out, had a little drink, Anna the film lady was there as well, which is great. A bit of banana, one and a half Jaffa cakes, and a change of electrolyte bottle. Wasted a bit of time because didn't go across the beach. There's no sign to say go across the beach. And I'm going to walk up this bit. And I went into a car park thinking that's where my crew were going to be. And of course it was the wrong car park, so I wasted 3 or 4 minutes puffing around there, seeing whether they were there or not. But of course they were in the exact place where we'd agreed. Right. I can't work out how to do what 3 words and run and record a podcast. So, next stop for the crew is at Marazine, the cemetery where we changed the shoes. So we've done 6 park runs and we're now in the 7th one. The 7th one, this is another one, a great one. Well, it's an extraordinary one, it's hard. It's Millom in Cumbria, where my good friend Dick and Gray, who went to college with, his family were from. And it's something like 6 times around the school field or something. And it's very, it's a bit steep. And it's, I think it was once one of the 10 toughest park runs in the UK. Maybe even higher up than that. So there we go. So we'll get this one out of the way, and then we will
Have a big cruise stop at Marizine. Change of shoes, re-greasing of the feet, a bit of sun cream. I've put my sunglasses on now. And it's, well, I've been going 4 hours 38 minutes, so time-wise, it must be, I mean real time, you know, 7.04, 11.42, I think, 11.42 a.m. Right, that'll do for now. Okay, so we've completed 7 park runs in 5 hours and 8 minutes. And we're heading now towards Heron and Knocknow, which is the checkpoint. And what I think works out that I need to find timing out is maybe would be 6, probably 50, because I started 2 or 3 minutes early. Because it's 1:45, I think. At 6 hours and 15 minutes from 7:30 a.m. So it's 1:45, isn't it? Yeah. So, and it's now probably 12:15. So, okay. So, we're going okay, but not under any illusions that this is not going to get, you know, quite tough and, it's on a little hill, and I've got the poles out now, so just got to manage it in all these different sections now. So I did say that in my head the quarter of the race was getting to the cemetery for the shoe change, so I've been eating quite a bit, but keep doing that, I know. And I've had 3 gels so far. I'll have another one after the stop. Right, bit of downhill now. Well, I've just gone through the Heron and Knocknow. That's how you say it's a checkpoint, which I made 22.7 miles, I think. Anyway, I was there in 5:39, so I was there about 5:36, I suppose. And now we're heading to the cemetery for the next changeover. Not many runners around now. A young lady called Anna who's been running just in front of me with poles on. She stopped at the checkpoint, and I expect she'll catch me up fairly soon. Another lady went past her a bit ago, but apart from that, it's there's nobody out here. Well, nobody out here in the road. Well, ticking over. Right, I'll be back for another little recording at 24 mile, the 8 park runs finish marker. Right, that's 24 miles, and that's just shy of 6 hours, so just under 15 minutes per mile now. And that's okay. Not too worried about that. Should be coming inland now, so getting very close to the cemetery, and gonna have a 10-minute break at the cemetery. Treat myself. Change the shoes. Re-grease the feet. Bit of sun cream, I think. Finding it too easy to eat stuff now. Just
managed to munch down a couple of mini cheddars, but they felt very dry. So I'm going to try the flat coke at the cemetery, see what that does for me. So there we go. All right, so that's 8 sections done. 7 to go. Right, I'll be back soon. So I'm at the Lamorna Cove checkpoint, survived coming round the overhang, but I'm running with a guy called Sam, who's about 60 years younger than me, and he's keeping me going brilliantly. So, and we kind of got running together somewhere down in Newlyn, I think. So that's been great. I met the crew. I had a problem with the phone. It told me I couldn't use it for ages. So this is the first recording. So we're now done 34.4 miles, basically. Been going for 9 hours and 7 minutes. And it's beautiful weather. And I, you know, with Sam's help, this is going to happen now. This is going to happen. If he has to drag me around these last few miles, it will happen. So... yeah, so I'll try and get back in and do another one when we get to, say, well, probably at the Minak, I think, next now, which will be around 39 miles. So there we go. And the weather is just beautiful. It's not too hot, but it's light. The wind has dropped. It's all just come right for us. And, yeah, we're doing all right. We're doing okay. And, well, you know, I've never run beyond 6 hours, let alone 9 hours, and it says 34.4 miles on my watch. This is ridiculous. Right, okay.
Well, that was unfortunately the last bit I recorded on my phone because the phone ran out of battery. I don't know what was going on. It was trying to connect me on Find Friends at one point, and it was, I don't know what was going on in my pocket with it. But so unfortunately, I couldn't do any more recording. I just simply ran out of battery on the phone, which was a bit of a shame. I did have a battery charger with me, well, with the crew. But anyway, I didn't really mind by then. So the last bit, we got to the Minak. The crew were there, and that was great. Or they were there just before the Minak. We were beginning to get a little worried about the cutoff time at that point. So we didn't hang around very long at the final crew point. We got to the Minak, up some more steps. And then I hadn't actually wrecked the last section at all, which was the Minak to Land's End. So that was all a big unknown to me. But my mate Sam, who ran with me for those last, 15 miles, he seemed to know, but we could see it. And I know in one of the previous podcasts, somebody had said, when you can see it, don't look at it, because you'll think it's just over the you're just over the next hill. And that's what we kept thinking. One more up and down. And I think that turned into about 7 or 8 more up and downs. But anyway, eventually we came out and we decided we were just going to run the last bit, you know, so that we'd finish with a bit of glory. So we did. We legged it in, and that was great. So it was a great, great finish to it. So I'm going to give a big round of applause to Sam. And also, of course, a big round of applause to my crew. And to all of you who've supported me. So that's it, really. That's it for the challenge. The 44-60 adventure draws to its conclusion. So got 2 or 3 more weeks to finish off the fundraising. And in the next episode, which is coming out straight after this one, I'm going to be talking to Andy Williams, my friend who ran the full thing. He was like an antelope. He was just so quick round it. It was unbelievable. Well, not unbelievable, but he was way, way in front of me. So it was great. And he's going to share his experiences with you in episode 61, which will be terrific. So looking forward to that. And of course, don't forget, if you do like this podcast, then do leave a review. That would be tremendous. And if you want to come on and share your own experiences, do so, because I'm planning to keep the podcast going and build it up towards my next running adventure, which I think is going to be the Red Rat in August. So we'll see you then. Thanks for listening.